Tonight's Shir Simon Reish Samaches, Se'if Zayin through Se'if Yud Gimel. Se'if Zayin. Choizrin Loimer Vayachulu, Mishum Yontif Shechalios Peshavis. We learned before that you're supposed to say Vayachulu in the Shemona Esrei Friday night. So why did we repeat Vayachulu when we're done the Shemona Esrei? So Shulchan Aruch says we repeat Vayachulu when we're done Shemona Esrei because Yontif, which occurs on Shabbos, She'ein Oimim Oso B'Tfila, in the Shemona Esrei of Yontif, that's Chal on Shabbos, there's no Vayachulu. So therefore we have the Vayachulu afterwards, and therefore we do it always like that. In addition, we repeat Vayachulu after Shemona Esrei to be Moitzi someone who doesn't know. We say it out loud, and we say it standing. For Yontif, that's Chal on Shabbos, we're not going to say Vayachulu on Shemona Esrei, and therefore we say it after Shemona Esrei. And because of Yontif Shechal b'Shabbos, every Shabbos we're going to say Vayachulu after Shemona Esrei. We should say Vayachulu after Shemona Esrei standing. Why should we standing? Because by reciting Vayachulu, we're giving Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The halacha is that witnesses stand. Like the Pasuk says, the two men who give testimony stand. It is good to say it together with the congregation. Because to give testimony for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want the entire congregation. Or a minimum, it should be two. If someone davens by himself, some say some say he does not repeat Vayachulu after Shemona Esrei. Dein Eidus Yachid, because there is no testimony when you're alone. V'yesh Omer, others say, the Yachid Yachid Omer, that even an individual davening by himself can say Vayachulu after Shemona Esrei. Avol Ein Serach Amida, but he doesn't have to stand. V'toiv Shegam HaYachid Yomar, and it's good if an individual would say it. Avol Lo Yiskavein L'Shem Eidus, but his intent is not to give testimony. But rather he's reading psukim of the Torah. Because about the Moshe writes, "If someone forgot to say Vayachulu in Shul, Yomer Oso Shebe Kiddush Meumah." Then when he says Vayachulu by Kiddush, you should say it standing up. V'aminig Yomer Oso Shebe Kiddush Meumah Af Im Amar Vesa Knesses. But the minig is to recite Vayachulu by Kiddush standing up, even if he did say it in Shul. The Be'er Halacha writes Umad. We write that lechatchila you should say vayachulu together in shul. Who magen avom? This is a magen avom. The lechatchila tov lahad. Let's say is gam das hatana kam b'desvirlei. The tzvichin lahoy ke echad dafka. It's best to try to fulfill the opinion that says that everyone has to say it together. Now, in Hichas Eidus and Choshen Mishpat, you don't have to give testimony together. Ocham further there, it says, L'chadchila tov ba'asara. L'chadchila, it's good to have 10. U'itam zeh, therefore, ha'mespal b'lachash, if you're davening, you're quiet Shemona Esrei. Yimaher l'sayim tefilaso. You should try to hurry and finish Shemona Esrei, k'dei sh'yom v'yachulu im ha'kahal. In order to say v'yachulu with the tzibur. The notes bring, first of all, if you are in the middle of Elokai Netzor, and the tzibur is saying v'yachulu, so Shlomo Zalman said, you can say Vayachulu in Elokai Netzor. You can say Elokai Netzor in your Vayachulu, in Elokai Netzor, to say it together with the Tzibur, because it's a chelik of the Tefillah. It's a chelik of the Friday night davening. So you have the milus of Asar, and you have the milus of the Tzibur when you do that. If a person is davening his Sa'at Shemona Esrei, and the Tzibur is about to say Vayachulu, so he should say Vayachulu with the Tzibur. While he says his Sa'at Shemona Esrei, he should mechaven his Vayachulu in the Sa'at Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur's Vayachulu. And then he says, when you're done Shemona Esrei, you'll repeat Vayachulu, but you don't have to find someone to say it together with him. The idea of looking for someone to say it with, if you missed Vayachulu during Shemona Esrei, he brings him the Vilna Gaon. then you should try to say it with someone else. So if you didn't say it with the tzibur, you get someone else to say it with them. Others say you don't have to. It means a chazanish. You don't have to. It's not necessary. Because anyway, there's a machoikas here, and you say b'yechidus. So chazanishal, you didn't have to mahada. But generally we do, because that's how we bring from Vilna Gaon. So like the madregas are b'tzibur, then it's ba'asara, and then it's with two, then it's b'yechidus. If someone missed it entirely, l'chor, he should still say it. He should still say it, even if there's no one to say it with him. And he has in mind k'kor b'tor. Siv ches. V'oymishliach tzibur bracha achas mein sheva. The shliach tzibur then says a one bracha which is incorporating the seven of the Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. V'ein hayachid oymer osa. That is not said by an individual. V'amah adds me, however, im hayachid rotzeh lahachmir al atzmo, if the yachid wants to be strict on himself, an individual wants to do something, he can say the bracha main shavah without the beginning, without the end. That is the meaning of the tzibur. We say it with the shir tzibur, without the beginning, without the end. This is what the shir tzibur says after Farnash Shemoneh Esrei. Brocha to Hashem, Elokeinu v'kevaseinu v'chulu, Koine Shemayim v'aretz v'chulu. V'niskeno, this was instituted, mishum sakonis mazikin, because of the concern of harm from mazikin. Shabbat de kinesio shalahem hoya basada, their shuls were out in the fields. For the famim b'nei adam ma'achim l'vo l'beis ha'knesset, sometimes people were delayed getting to shul. V'yish aru yachid l'beis ha'knesset basada, and the people who came late aren't done on time. So everyone else leaves, and they're left alone in the shul in the fields, and it's dangerous for them to go home by themselves. Lefikach tiknu bracha zu, so therefore this bracha was instituted, kadei sheba oed to shir tzibur, ma'arich ba, as the shir tzibur takes his time to save them, and sheva, yisayimu gam heim tfilasam, they can also finish their Shemoneh Esrei. V'gam ha'idna lo zazat ha'karim yom kamba, so today also, even though we don't have the same reasons, this institution, this takana, did not change. Sefkan chafaf ubalo chasima. So the tzibur says it without the beginning, without the end. Dahainu, meaning to say, Shemaschal, we begin Magen Avos. Ad zeich l'maseh b'reishis. That's what we say, the Magen Avos to zeich l'maseh b'reishis. So kan chaf beis below psicha v'chasim without the beginning and end. Ki ikar ha'takana haya, sh'ashliach tzibur yivarech osa. The main takana was for the shliach tzibur to say it and not the individuals. Al kein nir poshet, therefore it seems obvious, Shemash no hagen beizim ekoimus, that the practice in some places, Shashliach Tzibur oime bekol rom rak ad kaneshma of arts, that the Shashliach Tzibur only says out loud to kaneshma of arts, but achach oime velachach, and the rest he says quietly, lo yofahein oisin, that's not proper. El achach shesimu hakahol, rather, when the Tzibur finishes saying Magen Avos out loud, then Yaskil who Magen Avos become, he should begin Magen Avos out loud so everyone can hear him, because that's the bracha me'in sheva. Siv tes. Yonta shechalias b'shabbos, when yonta occurs on Shabbos, einu maskir shal yonta b'brocha me'in sheva. We do not include any mention of yonta in the bracha me'in sheva. Perish b'ichas keil elyon konev v'chulu. In the bracha, there's no mention of yonta. Mr. Burr Sivkan Chav Gimel, einu maskir v'chulu. Kilo tiknu ele b'shabbos. This takana was for Shabbos. Only. V'afilu b'shabbos einu choy mitzad adin. Even for Shabbos, it's not an absolute obligation mitzad adin. It was an institution because of the sakana. Like we said before, so what they instituted, they did, and we're not going to add to that. Be'alocha points out this halocha of Yontif Shalayis B'Shabbos is on every Yontif with the exception of the first night of Pesach, which occurs on Shabbos. Then we do not say Bracha Min Sheva. The lo niskan elam yishol mazikin, the whole takana is for mazikin. Or Pesach Uliel Shimurim, Pesach Uliel Shimurim, we don't worry about Mazik. Se'if Yud. Ein oimen bracha me'en sheva beis chasanim v'aveilim. We do not say the bracha me'en sheva in a house of the chasin or the house of the oval. In special minyonim for the chasin, a special minyon for the oval, we don't say it. Teleket taima de ma'achon levo shiyu nizukin. We don't have the reason that people are delayed in coming and they may get harmed. That doesn't apply if we don't say it. Mr. Bursav Kanachov Dal, beis chasanim v'chulo, perish. When they daven in their house with a minion, and certainly for those people who on occasional daven in a minion in the house, So we're not going to say the Baruch Amen Sheva. But if there is already a kevias that this has been going on several times, the Yesh Sefer Torah Islam, and they have a Sefer Torah there as well. The Kamoba, you read them, you find this by the big trade shows. Doimel lebeis haKnesses kavur, that has the halacha of a regular beis haKnesses, v'oimim, and they will say the bracha me'ein sheva. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that there are two conditions that need to be met. One condition is that there's a kavias, and number two, that they have a sefer Torah. So he brings in the notes that if there's a place for the kavias, but they don't have a sefer Torah, Pima Gardner says, Efshar lo mishon bracha me'ein sheva, kasei me'ein sheva, even without the sefer Torah, because it's a minyan kavua. Se'if Yud Aleph, Af b'Shabbes she'acha yontif, Oymen bracha me'in sheva. We will also say the bracha me'in sheva on Shabbos which follows yontif. So when you have 2 days yontif and then Shabbos follows, we'll say the bracha me'in sheva on that Shabbos too, even though, why are people coming late? And it's on a regular Friday, people come late. They came home from work. Till they get to shul, they come late. It's yontif. Yontif is Erev Shabbos. There's nothing Friday night to hold you, making you late. It doesn't make a difference. Every Friday night we say it, so we say it that Friday night too. Sif Yud Beis. Ein ledaber b'shar sh'oimer v'yechulu. No one should talk at the time they say v'yechulu, v'lo b'shar sh'oimer sh'yechsiba b'roch men sheva. Nor should anyone talk when the sh'yechsiba is repeating the me'en sheva. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkar n'chavav, ein ledaber v'yechulu. Batur b'shem sevech hasidim. The Tur quotes sevech hasidim. Ma'ise b'chosid echod. A story of a chosid, Sharol a chosid acher b'moso, that he saw a vision of another chosid that he knew after the other one died. Perish b'chalom. It was a chalom, a dream. Upanav marikais, and the one who passed away, his face was blanched, didn't look right. Amalo lom panecha marikais, what happened to you? What's wrong? Amalo b'nei shayisi medabe b'vaychulu, b'shar shayatsiba oimen. Well, he's answered because they would talk when the tzibis of Echulu, and when they said Maganavos and Kaddish, and therefore that's my punishment. Se'if Yud Gimel, in his spal shal chol v'lo hiska shal Shabbos, if a person davened the week to Shmoneh Esrei and didn't mention Shabbos, oh shlo his spal klal, or he didn't daven at all. V'shama m'shiach tzibur bracha me'en sheva mirosh v'atzof, and he paid attention to Shiach tzibur's reciting the Baruch Amen Sheva from beginning to end, Yotza. Then it's good. He doesn't have to daven now. He's Yotza, his Chiyav Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah Sefkar Chav Zayin. V'shama Shiach Tzibur Chul Mishom. The Tefillah's Arvus Rishus Mekalina. But since Marv is a Rishus, so we're more lenient with Marv. Sefkar Chav Ches, Yotza. U'lechad Chila Yesh Li Zara Loimer Im HaShiach Tzibur Mila B'Mila. Now, really, what this person should do, who messed up his Shmoneh Esrei, didn't dash Shmoneh Esrei, he should say with the Shliach Tzibur word for word, Min Tchilas HaBrocha Atzof Brocha Ta Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, the whole Brocha, including Mekadosh HaShabbos. Vim Kfar Amar HaShliach Tzibur, if the Shliach Tzibur already said it, and he wasn't listening along with him, Tzarech Lach Tzar Ulespa, then he will have to go back and daven again. V'lo Yoymeh B'yochid B'yachas Me'en Sheva. The bracha me'in sheva is never said b'yechidus, a person dies by himself. Gam nachan adar, it's also proper. Shem nizker koidim sheshama me'ashliach tziva bracha nal, if he realizes his mistake, that he died with a week to Shemoneh Esther without mention of Shabbos, before the shliach tziva begins me'in sheva, shlo yismech hazeh, he shouldn't rely on the me'in sheva. Rak yispal oidapam, tefillah sheva kaseh, he should die with the regular Friday night davening in order. Ki yish cholkin al ikra hadin, he says, some disagree with the whole halacha here. I am a Torah, look in the Torah. Be'er loch ad yamaskal yotza. If he listens to Shiach Tzibur, beginning to end, he's yotza. V'kol zeh mahani b'shabas achud, this is only halach on Shabbos. Al b'yotza shachalis b'shabas, what happens in yotza because on Shabbos? And we're going to say the main Sheva. Ein yotza b'yotza main Sheva, he won't be yotza main Sheva. Why not? Ho v'yamaskal yotza b'yotza main Sheva, there's no mention of yotza in main Sheva. And he didn't daven, so he has to mention yotza. There's no mention of yotza. So if it's just Friday night, there's a sheet that says he can listen to Me'en Sheva and he can be Yotza. But if it's Yotza Friday night, and he didn't daven, he daven weekday Shmoneh Esrei, he can't just listen to Me'en Sheva, he's missing out on Yotza. So he'll have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again.
Even if it's Chol Moed, because if he misses the Yotza, he has to go back.
That's true. It won't be just Yotza. If the halacha is Yotza, you're right. It should be the same halacha if it's Shabbos Chol Moed, that if he davened a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, then he'll have to daven. It's not enough to listen to Shliach Tzibur, because there's no mention of Yontif in the Bracha Me'en Sheva.